go out with people now, I can't eat the fish. If I have peanuts, I'll explode into 1,000 pieces.
I feel so boring. I can eat anything. They can put a bit of poison in my dinner. I just feel rough for about an hour.
Poisonous in here, I'm telling you.
So I'm in Tesco's having a little look about. I like a look about. I've got an overloaded basket, of course I have. I'm a geezer. And no matter how much shopping a geezer's got, get out. He's not getting a bleeding trolley out. It's all going in a basket. Tell you what I used to do straight away, pizza box either side, bosh. A much bigger area to work with. I've got an old week's shopping there. Can't carry it now, can I? Tell what I used to do. Take my belt off, loop it round the handle, drag the fucking thing round. Looks more hunter-gatherer. You're very close. Don't worry about me picking on you. I'm not even you with you. Granddad top on there, there you go. Have you got a canal boat? Not you, I ain't got a wonky eye, I'm talking to him. I'll get him all full of himself. Me, you talking to me? You're all right, you look a bit upside, you look like you're about to shit and stamp in it. Someone upset you. She dug you out on the way in. You're not fucking wearing that, are you? Look like you're in the fucking S&M. You've got a tattoo there. Can you mind if I look at see your tattoo just very quickly? You've just gone for the one arm. You're not going to balance it up because it's irritating me a little bit, to be honest. You know? If you'd have come a little way down each arm, I could see that. But just to do the one, you're a bit out of whack. Is it for interviews, like, you're sort of going like that? Yeah, I like insurance. It's all I've ever wanted to do. When you go down the pub. Been to Thailand, fucking right. Anyway, the East End has changed. So I'm in Tesco's. I'm watching stuff unfold. Saw this woman talking to her children. She said, Hector! Unity! What pasta do you want for your evening meal? The kids are on it like a shot. Tally, mother. With the carbon arms doors. She's a good choice, children. Very, very, very good choice. Positive reinforcement is cool. I know that now. I drifted back to when I was a little boy, me having the same conversation with my mother. No, you can't have alphabet spaghetti again. I wouldn't mind, you can't even spell, you thick little fucker. And then to add insult to injury, she'd put a stolen chicken in my sports bag. Make me walk out of Tesco's. Talk to me about damage. It's a long old walk that was. I don't want to nick the chicken, mum. Just go, you bender, go! You went to the local comprehensive and you did fuck all. Stared out the window. We all left school with nothing. Nothing. Most ambitious kid in our class, Gary Hutton. You know why? He wanted to drive a van. He stood up flash, like a careers officer. He said, I'm going to drive a van. We erupted, we said, you fucking dreamer, Adam. You'll never drive a van. No kid from this school has ever gone on to drive a van. This school is here to produce the people who carry the stuff to the van. Yeah. They made you make stuff, didn't they? Made an ashtray for your old mum. Yeah, old mum. Keep coughing that shit up in the morning.